Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Ayin Hei of Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include: the Gemara discusses several laws regarding Yeshchiv Merah, a mortally ill person. Mana leplein biyadi. If he's believed to say, I have a mana belonging to plein in my possession, depriving his sons of their rightful inheritance, or if hikdash kana chasav, he consecrated all his possessions, whether hikdash must pay plein. Amri Yisem in Peranu, whether the orphans are believed to say they already gave the mana, if he said, Tenu mana lepleini, give pleini a mana, or if he said, mana lepleini biyadi, I have a mana belonging to pleini in my possession. Amri Yisem in Chaza v'amr lanu abba parati, whether the orphans are believed to say he later told them that he himself already returned it, whether he said, mana lepleini biyadi, I have a mana belonging to pleini in my possession, or if he said, Tenu mana lepleini, give a mana to pleini. Shchimerah Shahida, if someone claims a debt from a Shchimerah and he admits to the loan, whether Tzarech Lema Atim Edai, but Tzarech Shema Kisaybu, whether he must say, you are my witnesses, and otherwise he may later claim that he was not sincere, and whether he must instruct them to commit his admission to writing or not. Gevim Nechasim Mishabadim, whether loans can be collected from mortgage property, whether Milva Alpeh, undocumented loans, or Milva Bishtar, documented loans. This may be either because Shibuda de Raisa, the Torah recognizes the power of a lien on the property, or Mishum Seyed de Lekuches et HaKanz Chachamim to protect buyers.